There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We've been so busy in the last couple of days that we haven't really gotten too much of the Facebook stuff, so we thought we would remedy that at least temporarily. See, called Stupid Stories, a family is outraged after North Miami Beach police use mugshots as shooting targets.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd at least be smarter about it than that. I mean, that's just plain dumb.
Yeah.
I guess, what's the point about being dumb unless you can show it?
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
What's the point here? Yeah. There we go. All right, speaking of dumb, remember last week, about the woman who decided she was going to go down her ex's chimney and get stuck, and she was naked, and her ex's response is, did she have to do this in front of the kids?
Right, yeah, like, I don't want the kids to see this. It's not a good look.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, could you bring your mom to school today? No, she's stuck in dad's chimney and she's naked. Those kids will be on, they'll have me on speed dial. All right. come on, Mom. All right, so we thought we'd ask people what's the stupidest thing they've ever done.
Yes, indeed. And let's start with Alyssa. Alyssa says, not trying during my first years of college. I should have dropped out until I was ready.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's one of those things that you can sort of only understand in retrospect. But, hopefully you did. And, I get calls every once in a while from especially moms who say, you know, my kids are wasting their college. And I said, well, so let them get a job and go work. And one, she said, well, the tuition's already paid. I said, well, so you take the spot. My guess is college is not going to object. Finish up your schooling because you'll appreciate it.
Right. Ruben says, and he kept it very simple, married my second wife.
Stupidest thing you ever did, huh?
I suppose, yeah.
It sounds like they're probably not, he's either on to number three or at least X number two, huh?
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Somebody once introduced me as his future ex-wife, which I thought was kind of funny, but we were not even dating. He just said, I'd like you to meet Joy. She's my future ex-wife. Well, cute.
Let's go to Jerry. She says, not going to college until later in life.
That was stupid?
I guess, yeah, that's what she says.
Well, you can certainly get better jobs usually, but look, whenever... It depends why you're going to school, and I think for a lot of us, you know, I started college when I was very young, and it was, first of all, it was a way to get away from home, which I absolutely endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it never even occurred to me to not go to college, so... I mean, and my parents had very clear ideas about if I should go and where I should go. And luckily, I got into a place that paid for a full 4 years, a free ride. So I didn't have to deal with them because that isn't what they wanted me to do. But, you know, I think the idea of, and I've told the story before, that at Rice, people who lived in Houston could audit courses for free.
Yeah.
And so we would have all these adults who are doing this really awful thing, which is actually trying to learn something. And the rest of us were either trying to get a grade or trying to get a husband or try and get a degree. And they would wreck it because they would actually study and ask intelligent questions. And we, of course, hated them. So, education, first of all, I think it was one of the comments, I think, from Martin Luther King yesterday is when you stop learning, you begin to die. That, you know, that learning new stuff is what we need to do on this planet, learning about ourselves, learning about our world, learning a new language, learning about ourselves, learning about our spouse, that learning is what we do and should do. How we do it is going to vary greatly. So I'm not, you know, maybe what you feel is that if you knew then what you knew now, but that's one of those useless speculations, because we always know more in retrospect, right? Because we've experienced it. You can't predict the future. Predicting the past is pretty easy.
Yeah. And it's so hard to, I mean, it's almost impossible to determine, you know, if you would have done something differently, you know, back when you were.
Yeah, what would have happened differently?
I mean, there's a lot of different things that I think about, you know, at 30 years old now, there's a lot of things I look back at, you know, 22, 23, if I would have done that differently, you know, I might be, you know, but it's, you just have no idea because you have no idea what kind of effect a certain decision would have.
Exactly. The path
forward.
Not taken. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mike says, I drove my motorcycle after drinking. So stupid.
Ooh, hopefully it didn't end as tragically as that could imply.
Yeah.
Well, we used to call, in medical school, we used to call motorcyclists organ donors. I've watched a couple people wipe out and die on motorcycles. It's a treacherous thing to do. It's really, I was actually thinking about getting one, which is not very smart, but I decided I really didn't want a car, and I'm a little unstable on a bicycle, so I thought, a motorcycle. But I've actually ridden, I have a friend who has a very fancy, very powerful BMW motorcycle.
Okay.
And he's an idiot. it's not that he drinks, because I wouldn't get in any kind of vehicle. I'm not sure I'd even walk down the street with somebody who was drunk, but
right.
Certainly getting into a car or a motorcycle. But he doesn't have very good judgment. And I've ridden with him twice and would never do it again. And since I've ridden with him, he's wiped out twice. I think he may have sold a motorcycle. But, you know, it's just so unforgiving that you make a mistake and you're an organ donor. I have a friend whose husband lost his arm. I mean, there's just nothing around you to protect you. I mean, cars are bad enough. You can get hurt badly enough in a car. But a motorcycle? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. And I've actually been in a car with someone who has been intoxicated. And, of course, you know, right away, you know, as soon as I realized that person was intoxicated, I said, pull over. We can't, you know, because it's just a scary thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just the idea of, you know, thinking of something like that, thinking of being in that situation is terrifying. And I've been in that situation where I've been a passenger, and it's really scary.
Get out. Now, one of the things that I encourage parents to say to their kids is, first of all, keep a 20 buck, you know, keep 20 bucks in their shoe for things like that. But that they can call their parent at any time, day or night, if either they've been drinking or the person that brought him to the party who's talking about taking him home has been drinking. And no questions asked, no lecture, because it can be literally life-saving.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Absolutely. Terry says, very simply, biggest, stupidest thing he ever did was get on drugs. So
hopefully that means you're off drugs at this moment.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good, yeah.
Antonio has a couple. He says just one.
Go for it, Antonio.
he said just one. Well, I got high on poppers. He said before I found out what they were used for, and drove to my friend's, offered to carry an old lady's luggage across the border, then found out she had green cookies in it. Trusted a stranger with my phone, wallet, and keys at a bar. While I used the restroom, came out, no wallet, no car, no phone.
Wow.
I guess in all my stories there's a common theme. I'm too trusting and was very naive.
My guess is that it's probably a little bit more than that, especially the stuff in the bar. Because, I've done stuff that was stupid that turned out okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to New York, I came on very short notice, and I was actually, the night I got in, I was supposed to work. And they were supposed to send a car for me, and they didn't. And so I had all my worldly possessions, well, all my clothing. I had a couple of suitcases. And I just said to somebody, can you, the car's not here. And they said, do you want me to watch your luggage? And I said, yeah. And when I came back, my luggage was there. They, you know, offered to buy me a cup of coffee. They offered to take me into the city, and I knew probably even I said, no, they sent a car eventually. And it turns out the driver didn't know how to get there, and he expected me to. And I just got into the city. I mean, I didn't know anything. So, but, and I've told you the story before of being out in Boston in the projects when I was head of the redevelopment authority. Or head of social services for the redevelopment authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get back to work, and there weren't any cabs, and I had to get back, and I got in a car with six guys. And sweat down to my kneecaps was really stupid. They were perfectly fine, and nothing happened. But I was stone cold sober in both cases. What can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. All right, so let's hear some more stupid. Look, let me just take a moment because, as all of you know, my catchphrase is stupid and cheerful. Stupid and cheerful really is a very specific term that refers to people trying to hurt your feelings by alluding to something of saying, well, you look really tired, or if you put on weight, or let them do the heavy lifting. And the way to do that is to not read nuance and not be really smart and not be really intuitive. Be stupid. Because if they want to insult you, let them do the heavy lifting. So if someone says, wow, you really put on weight, slap and say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor, there is absolutely no response to that. And if they want to say, no, no, I meant it seriously, say, oh, you know, you just, you're great at jokes. All right?
Right.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But you need to be smart about your own life. But the idea, because you don't want to be stupid about your own life. You want to think about what you're doing. You can certainly be cheerful. But stupid and cheerful is really a way, it's Teflon. It will keep you safe from people who are trying to hurt your feelings. Don't let them do that. All right. 855-99-3756. Let's go back to stupid.
All right. Just wrapping this up. Sierra says, getting married at 19 years old.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
And the question is, how long did you stay married? You probably figured it out before I did, but never mind.
Peggy says, well, I haven't done it yet.
So. Something to look forward to. There we go.
Victoria says, retired early.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point, Victoria. If you read the literature, it turns out that people who live longest often are still working. I mentioned my friend Jean-Claude, who wasn't all that old. I think he was 72, 71 and a half. I think his birthday's in April. So he was just short of 72, but was working. And not only worked, but worked hard. Owning a restaurant is one of those things that you spend a lot of time at work. And obviously he'd been sick for quite some time and had battled various cancers and whatever. And although I saw him probably a month ago and he was fine, he kept saying but I've known him for years, and whenever I'd say, how are you? He'd say, I'm tired, which he probably was. But, Stravinsky, I think, and Tchaikovsky, you know, lived into their 90s and they were still working.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Retiring too early. What else?
Kiana says smoked. That's an interesting one. Yeah, I think.
Although it turns out it's one of those really interesting things that if you look, both my parents smoked. And both of them, my father, it'll be next week will be 2 years, and he was 3 weeks short of 91. And the oldest any man lived in his lineage up until my dad was 63. So he outlived everybody but essentially 50%. My mom's still alive. And it turns out if you stop smoking, which is certainly not a reason to start, folks, that there seem to be survivor genes. If you can survive smoking, apparently, and you stop, that you have a slightly better than if you never smoked chance of surviving. But it's not worth doing it. Don't sort of think, oh, great, I'll increase my longevity. Because many people don't survive it. So.
And I have asthma, so it would be pretty much oxymoronic for me to.
That would be very oxymoronic.
Grab a cigarette.
Yeah, don't even think about it. No, not even.
Never have even thought about it.
No, not going to do that.
You know, my dad's 61 years old, and he's been smoking cigarettes, gosh, I think since he was like 14. And I've been trying for years to try and get him to quit. And
all right, here's what worked for my dad.
He's extremely stubborn, though, too.
So yeah, my dad
matters.
was a combination of stubborn and arrogant. What a surprise. And he started smoking when he was 8. And he had there were 6 of us, and we tried desperately to convince him not to smoke. And so what actually worked was when my father has 2 nieces. I guess they were his grandchildren. And one of them said, when she was about 6, I think, Grandma, Grandpa, I don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. He stopped smoking. He cold turkey. Mm. So do you have any – don't you have a whole bunch of nieces and nephews?
Yeah, well, I just have the 2 nephews. That my sister has 2 kids.
And how old are they?
They are 12 and 7.
Get the 7-year-old to say, Grandpa, I don't want you to die. Get up on his lap and with his cute little chubby cheeks and say, Grandpa, I don't want you to die. It's what worked with my dad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting deal. I mean, you know, my mom is the youngest out of 10.
Jeez.
I think I told you that, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I've got some cousins that smoke, but the thing of it is on my mom's side, diabetes runs pretty deep into the
thing. Well, those are not a good combination either.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of one of those deals where, you know, most of my mom's siblings, I don't think any of my mom's siblings actually smoke, but I've got cousins and stuff on that side of the family that smoke, and, you know, it's just kind of like,
it's a really dumb thing to do.
Just don't want to mess with it, you know?
Yeah, it really is dumb. Well, and the combination of diabetes, because diabetes is really a small artery disease, and smoking affects small arteries, so it's a really 1-2 terrible punch.
Yeah. I remember my grandmother, too, rest her soul, she smoked for a long time, too, and I think that's my paternal grandmother, my dad's mom, and I think that's kind of part of how my dad picked up the habit of smoking. But
well, in theory, you're at much more risk for smoking if your parents smoked, and both my parents smoked, and none of us have ever. We've always hated it from being very small children. I'm highly allergic, and none of my sibs have even gotten close. So
yeah, and I just remember my grandma telling me, with a cigarette in hand, telling me, don't do this, Manny. Don't do this. It's a disgusting habit to get into. Don't even do it. Don't even do
it. I had a boyfriend in college who said he wished I'd start smoking because then he could light my cigarettes. Fortunately, I didn't pay any attention to him and dumped him. So, oh, good. Get cancer, Joy. That'd be great. What a loving thing to do.
All right. So one more comment on the stupidest thing. Stacey says, trusting a boyfriend's sister with all of our secrets because she was my friend before I started dating her brother. Before you knew it, she knew everything about our sex life and everything else in between. Needless to say, the mother of the boy did not like our girly taboo of nasty talk, so she asked me to end it, but I did not for a while, but she did end up winning in the end because after I found out that he was doing drugs and huffing paint and gas, it was over. I put my foot on the gas and ended it. So glad I don't belong to that family. Too much drama.
Does sound to a lot of drama, but let me just say one thing about that whole issue because women, you know, as women, what we tend to do is when we're happy or unhappy, we tend to talk about it. And where we're unhappy with our men, we tend to talk about the women in our life, to the women in our life, about how much we're not happy about the men. And then we're really surprised when our girlfriends or our mother or our sister or aunt doesn't want anything to do with our men. Folks, if you're going to blab to somebody about your man, make it somebody that is outside the circle. Don't do it within. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy's got a baby. Hi, Trace.
Yeah, I had a baby. He wants my phone. I just have a question. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, and we have a baby. And it seems that we didn't live together until we were married, and it just seems like we don't have much to talk about anymore.
Yeah. All right, well, this is sort of what we're talking about.
What is what?
Today, of just sort of being bored a little bit. Tracy, how old are you?
I am 36.
And how's the baby?
He is 13 months today, okay. Actually.
Well, happy birthday, baby. And how old's your husband?
My husband is 20. He's 29.
Okay. Do you work outside the home?
And first, let me just say that I love your show. I listen to it at night, and I have like 200 of your podcasts saved. So from this station and from the other one, too, I always listen to them. I think
well,
you have really
you.
Good advice.
Well, thank you. All right. So, does your husband, do you work outside the home?
No, I stay home with the baby.
Okay. And what does your husband do for a living?
He works at a warehouse. He works 4 days a week. He works from about 5 a.m. to about 3:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And he works Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Monday, Tuesday. So what do you do on your days together?
We will go to the mall, or we'll go take the baby to the park.
Okay.
Last weekend we had a date night, but our family that we have is his family is about an hour away.
Okay.
And they're pretty much the only people that come along. Sorry.
Were there? Do you know other moms who have kids that about your son's age?
Honestly, no. Where we live, the neighbors aren't very friendly. We haven't really gotten to know anybody because no one really. There aren't a lot of people out walking. I take the baby to the park, and there are never any children there.
Okay.
I was thinking about going to, like, Mommy and Me with the baby.
Yep.
But I just think that it's just my husband, we were off and on for 6 years, so it's like, you know, he was living at home, and so I think we always had stuff to talk about. Now that we're together, you know, he's like, what's new? And I'm like, I'm home with the baby.
All right. Well, but look, you're talking about two things that overlap that are not the same issue. The two of you need to be doing new things together, whether that means taking a class or taking a walk together or going. And let me suggest, and it's going to start with you, it sounds like, because he does have the distraction of work. So, but you don't want to be bored or boring. So the first thing I'm going to suggest you do is put your baby. One of the people who was most important in my life, she actually died last week, but she was older than I was, and she was one of my oldest and first friends because I had a new baby like you did. And she came and knocked on my door, and she brought her son with her, who at the time I think was 6. My daughter was about 4 or 5 months old. And she brought over, I think, a cake or something. She said, hi, we live across the street. And she and I became friends for the next, you know, 20-some years. So, number one, go knock on somebody's door. Don't wait for them to knock on your door. Bundle your son up. He'll enjoy being out. You know, make a cake or just go over and knock on the door and say, hi, we just moved in. I'd like to introduce myself. Because then you'll have some more outlets. What I'd love for you to do is find somebody who can, in exchange for you watching their kid maybe one night a week, they watch your kid one night a week. So the two of you can go, and I don't want you just to go to a movie. I want you to go take an adult education class together, or you could maybe even take an online course together. Do you have 2 computers at the house, or even 1 computer? Do you have a computer at the house?
Yeah, we do. We have computers.
Take an online course together and decide, you know, go through the catalogs and either take one on, you know, investing in the stock market, which is a really silly thing to do, or art appreciation, or early Inca civilizations, or anything. So the two of you are doing something new together that you'll then have to talk about, and that will help a lot. Start reading the newspaper so that you have an opinion about whether we should go to Syria. You can certainly talk about the two of you. You download the podcast. There, believe it or not, is a group in Maine that's been going on for years, who on Fridays get together and discuss their favorite call of the week on my program. And the only reason I know about it is one of my friends was up there on vacation and went in to buy a Coke or something and heard the discussion, and she called me to tell me about it. So the two of you need to find things to do together and to talk about together, and the more new things you can do, the better off you're going to be. And so in the old days, you might have to go to a community college or something to take a class, which is not a terrible idea, but now you can do it online. So, and I would suggest sitting down and finding something that maybe neither of you know very much about, that both of you are interested in. And then you can talk about, and you can do some separate reading. There's a movie coming out this week, a documentary about J.D. Salinger, who wrote Catcher in the Rye. The two of you can read a book get 2 copies of the same book and discuss it. You can have your own great books discussion group.
We did that before, but, when we read the same book, it was when I was pregnant, and I threw up every single day of my pregnancy, so that kind of killed the book thing. But I'd like to do that because I do love him, and it's just he comes home from work and we'll sit and eat, and there's like, so how was your day? Oh, work.
Well, let me back you up there. Instead of having food ready for him, decide that tonight you're going to do Chinese food and make the food together. that's, look, the point about having something to talk about is that you either have to talk about things that have already happened, things that you're planning together, like maybe a trip or something, or things that you're experiencing now together. So the past, the two of you are both young enough, and you may have already sort of done a lot of that when you were dating, so that may have been somewhat sort of used up, and you certainly don't want to necessarily talk about old boyfriends or old girlfriends, because that's just going to make both of you unhappy. But and things that you're planning in the future are fun to do, but also, I mean, playing cards together, putting a puzzle together, deciding that you're going to cook Italian, you're going to make lasagna together, and so he can start chopping the salad. Do more things together. And they don't have to be important. They don't have to be out of the house. They just have to be new experiences. And maybe one night, instead of you being the cook and you deciding what you're going to eat, he's the cook. Go grocery shopping together, even though it's a pain in the neck. Put your kid in the stroller, and he'll probably sleep through most of it. And the two of you can go and decide that, you know, one of you is going to go pick the surprise of the week and not tell the other one what it's going to be, and it has to be under $5. I mean, just use a little more imagination of doing things together. And I'm glad it sounds like you have some really good ideas, and you just have gotten out of the habit because you've got a kid, and he's exhausting. And to a certain extent.
Yeah, and my husband goes and he leaves the house at 3:30 in the morning, yeah. And he gets to work by about 4:15. And so he works, but, you know, when he comes home, he's kind of tired, but maybe on the days when he doesn't work, we cook together.
Exactly. And on the days where he comes home tired, let him take a nap for an hour, and then the two of you go take a walk around the block together. I mean, and go to do a different route. As I said, you know, walking around a city that I've lived in for, you know, a dozen years, and just a different neighborhood, and just walk. And it sounds like you guys may live a little bit more out in the country than I do, but just take a different road, and if you want to, go take a car trip, and just decide, all right, instead of we always take the turn to the right to go into town, let's take the turn to the left and see where it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The point is that if in a monogamous relationship, you can't change partners, right? Because by definition, it's monogamous. How do you find the excitement and the new and the stimulation and the fun that you did at the beginning of a relationship, given the fact you're not going to change partners? Well, you change the context. It's why vacation sex quite often is terrific. It's not because it's a different partner. It's not even because the two of you are rested, although that may be part of it. It's because, or you've spent all that money, it's because the surroundings are different. The surroundings are new. You're doing different things together. And you can remind yourself of that in your relationship. Don't get into a rut. And you hear me all the time decry the typical American Friday or Saturday night date, whether you're single or married, which is a slice and a movie. Don't do it. I mean, look, I love movies as well as anybody else, and maybe even more than most. I'm going to review movies for you next segment, trust me. But the point is, do something different. And I don't want you talking in a movie. I mean, if you want to hold hands, that's fine. If you want to talk during a movie, then rent a DVD. But go to an art museum, play tourist, go take a ferry ride, go to a carnival, go to a drive-in if you can find them anymore. Try just wandering around a new neighborhood and going into a restaurant you've never been to before. Instead of ordering what you usually order, let the other person order for you. I mean, do something different. It's the way to keep a relationship alive and exciting and wonderful for both of you. When we come back, I'll tell you about movies. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100
commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, news alert. Movies are going to get reviewed next hour because we'll put Sally on before. I told you, calls go before everything. Sally, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Brown, for being there.
Sure.
I'm calling to ask you if you would go off at some length about the both sides of an issue of calling the spouse of my husband is having not a sexual or a romantic, well, it might be somewhat romantic involvement with a coworker. It's been going on for a while. I actually called you about it last summer, and we have been doing very well. But she has again contacted him, and unfortunately he responded. And it's been a lot of hard work at our house to dealing with this whole thing. And we have been doing well. Obviously, he didn't ignore her when she contacted him. And at this point, I would like to just pick up the phone and call her spouse and say, hey, did you you know that your relation, your wife's relationship with my husband, is not just as coworkers. Not to just because, you know, she seems like she's got no other issues at home. She's not having to deal with her spouse like I'm having to deal with mine. Or she, all she can focus on is my husband. She should be focusing on her marriage. This is the way I'm thinking, so I'm calling you to.
Let's just play out the scenario. I think it's a really unwise thing to do, because let's decide that he decides that this is completely unacceptable behavior and divorces her. Then you
I know.
I mean, why would you want to create that a situation where she's then free? I mean, that doesn't seem to me to make any sense. I mean, look, the issue isn't her. I mean, she may be a Jezebel, she may be, but there's always somebody around that's going to think your husband's cute. The issue is your husband.
I agree.
And I wouldn't spend a moment worrying about anybody else. First of all, it makes you look vindictive. It makes you look like you can't hang on to your husband. You could certainly, the issue, I mean, I just don't see any scenario where you win. That even if she if her husband decides that he's going to ignore the whole thing, first of all, if he's not paying enough attention to know what's going on, they've got another issue in their marriage.
Yeah.
So if he acts in a negative way, then she becomes free, which makes her more available to your husband, not less. If he decides to in any way act out, then she becomes more sympathetic and you become the bad guy in this. If he decides that he needs to put more energy into his marriage, and I mean, I suppose that's the only possible outcome, but presumably, as you point out, it doesn't sound to me that that's exactly the issue. You don't want to put yourself in a position where, I mean, if you don't want to deal with your husband anymore, you can certainly dump him. If you do want to deal with him, you want to be Caesar's wife. You want to be pure as a driven snow. You don't want, and if he views you as, well, you know, Sally's vindictive, that's why, you know, you're loving and sweet and you would never do something like that. I mean, I just don't see that there's any upside for you whatsoever, number one. And number two, it's not the issue. That your husband's the issue, not her. Because there'll always be somebody who thinks your husband is cute.
That's very true. And thank you for taking me right through that, because that's what I needed. I kept a couple of the things you said I had thought of, but then I would revert back to my other part, and you brought up a couple of other issues. So good. Thank you. That's what I needed.
Yeah, but I would say to my husband, look, I've been patient about this, but if the same thing were going on in my life, I don't know that you'd be that patient. And if you really need some time to decide which woman you want, then get the hell out of my life. And decide, and then if you decide it's me, you're going to have some remedial work to do. I would hold his feet to the fire a lot more than the woman's husband, because you got no control of that. You don't know what's going on, and the potential for disaster is just looming. Your husband is the one who needs to say, look, yes, it's an innocent relationship. We're only friends, but it's driving my wife crazy. And you know what? She's the main person in my life. I really don't need the distraction. If the four of us want to get together as a foursome, where you bring your husband, and so my wife has someone to flirt with, if that's what she wants to do, that's something. But I'm just not willing to do this anymore. I'm not willing to put my marriage at jeopardy. I'm not willing to hurt my wife. And if he wants out of the marriage, then he needs to be upfront about it. And you need to decide what you want from him. But I just don't think her husband he's not a player in this.
I have asked, and he's out of the house for the past several days because I couldn't get him to tell me the truth about what I just saw. And it is on her part, and probably his, it's more than just chit-chatting.
Well, I mean, there can certainly be intense friendships and intense relationships and even flirtation. That adultery presumably doesn't include typing. It doesn't include fantasizing. It's an exchange of body fluids, and I think kissing gets awfully close to an edge that you really don't want to get to. But you don't want to look like the Wicked Witch of the West. That then he says, well, you know. Yeah, I thought Sally was this wonderful woman, and she was understanding, and look what she's done, and she's really ruined your life, and so anything I can do is justified because Sally isn't the woman I thought she was. I think tossing him out makes a lot more sense than calling her husband.
I agree, and I thank you so much.
Okay, kiddo, good luck.
Thank you.
And understand that you know, that you need to figure out what you want, what makes sense to you. All right. I know. Not much fun. 855-993-7569. You know, one of the problems is that I think we've defined, I mean, the next time somebody says emotional affair, you know, I think I'm going to throw up on their shoes, because you don't want to confuse an exchange of body fluids with an exchange of emails. I think sending, first of all, sending emails in any compromising way is just plain stupid. But that's not really adultery. That's not the point. And you have to remember, and I get that it can feel embarrassing. It feels uncomfortable, the idea that that someone knows some of the secrets of your marriage. But you have to remember that when men confide things, they almost always confide them in women. That's where they go when their marriage is in trouble, not necessarily for sex, but just to have somebody to talk to. And I think as a woman, especially if your husband isn't talking to you very much, that can feel very threatening, and understandably so. But you don't want to make it adultery, because if it's adultery, what's to stop him from stopping at the no-tell motel? You don't want to make it easy for someone to do something you don't want them to do. Alrighty. I know, not much fun. Not much fun at all. All right, 855-993-7569. We have another hour to go. And during that very same hour, I will tell you about movies opening this week, because we didn't get to it yesterday. But as I said, our priority is always your phone calls. I figure movies, worst case scenario, movies can just sit there and wait for me to get around to them, right? And if in a pinch, you can always go to the website and see what I've reviewed and what I like and what I didn't like, okay? Or you can, if there's a particular movie that you want me to check out for you, you can certainly call me up about it. But I'll do that. Maybe I'll do it right out of the box so we don't keep deferring it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.